This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. There are a lot of cricket questions, Hutchie, and I'm going to defer to you to ask a few of them.
You're the Sheffield Shield roundsman.
Well, that's what our listeners and question askers are referring to here, Hutchie. So start with Josh, working to Michael, and see where else you want to take it.
Josh McMullen. This is to Brisbane's much-loved and dearly missed former full-time Sheffield Shield reporter. Yeah, you're right on script, Josh. After reading Robbo's touching article in the News Limited papers on the weekend, I was wondering if you were one of the unexpected people he referred to who texted, phoned, FaceTime, Zoomed him your good wishes during his period of ill health over the past few months. Surely a dire health predicament such as this would bring out your better angles towards industry colleague.
No, I didn't. To me, it'd be hypocritical to do so. Just on that, Josh, I have had a few questions along those lines. Like everyone in the world, I was very, very happy to hear that Mark Robinson's health had dramatically improved from where it was. And I'd certainly expressed that view to many people in the industry, but not to Robbo himself. And that's just how it is. And I think it would have been more hypocritical. Actually, it would have been hypocritical to do so, to do it personally. But that's just the way I am when it comes to relationships.
It was a really moving article. It was wonderfully written too. Like, it was a great insight into his battles, and I think everyone wishes him well.
We do.
Michael Simon says, Damo is the former chief Sheffield Shield cricket writer. I love that I'm unlocked this little movement now. How do you like the he's not even the best cricketer in his family comment by Khawaja directed at Ian Chappell? Do you think it lacked respect and athletes should always show the proper media etiquette? Or was it good to see something different from the standard monotonous answers we get from athletes?
It's a good question. I became aware of the comments before I watched the video and the interview in question. And I say that because, Michael, when you read it in text, and we often talk about this, how much more stark it can look in print than it actually is in voice. I'm glad I did both, because upon seeing it, I had no issue at all with what Usman Khawaja said. There was a smile on his face. The delivery of it may not have been perfectly media executed, Hutchie and Michael, but there was a tongue in cheek. And I think the way Usman Khawaja has carried himself on several matters has been of the highest class, and as such, that was one of those examples where he was more than entitled to say it the way he said it. John Malici on email, in light of the Liam Jones decision, do you see more industries mandating vaccinations, therefore limiting workforce options for players that walk away from the game? Good question.
Yes.
I do too, John. And the one thing that has happened out of this is that the clarity with which the AFL has mandated has allowed this to play out in a way where every single participant knows the ramifications for his or her actions, no matter which side of the fence you're on. Sam O'Brien on email, surely Hutchie's throwing the kitchen sink at Jimmy Bartel to be the new co-host alongside Andy Marr for his drive show on SEN. He's done a terrific job on Sports Day over the past few weeks. Humorous, great knowledge across a variety of sports. What are your thoughts? And if not, who's in the box seat? Very good point. He's a very good operator, Jimmy.
He's been terrific on Sports Day.
And he does know other sports.
No doubt. And he's been terrific. Couldn't fault the job that he's done on Sports Day. Very talented, Jimmy.
Ben Elliott on Facebook, why are you quick to jump on a right-wing journo when you think they have said something false, i.e. Alan Jones? Nearly everything Alan called for to happen in Sydney is happening and happening successfully. Meanwhile, the ABC's resident doctor Norman Swan made outrageous claims on Twitter that were so far from true it was laughable. 100,000 people will die. Sydney will have 10,000 cases a day. Look, it goes on a little bit. It probably gets back to the point
you raised. Are you scared to attack a left-wing journo? Is it aimed at you or me or both?
Well, couldn't be aimed at either of us, could it?
Well, it is. He wrote to us. We're the only two people on the show.
Ben, this is typical.
Who else would he be writing to? If he's sending a message to the Sounding Board Facebook page. Is that what, Jane?
But this is what happens now, Hutchie. Whenever someone has a position that where you can be reached in a media sense, you become the face of the issue that the person, him or herself, has got. So, Ben, Hutchie knows that I swing my political vote and will continue to do so. I actually base my vote on who I dislike most in that chair. And right now, there's a Prime Minister who I cannot cop. So, on that regard, I'm having a go at the right-wing side of the fence, Ben. I don't know what Ben's on about.
Sad to see
the
way
Darren. Can you take us through the right and left wing, Hutchie? You still yet to explain that to me.
Hilton Barber via Twitter. What do you guys think of clubs delisting players to redraft them? Obviously, it's backfire for the Suns and Greenwood. Wouldn't you just delist a player you don't want? Good pickup for North.
We did discuss that on the main body, Hilton. I'll refer you back to there. We'll get to Simon Morris on email. Is there any word of a new AFL or cricket doco getting made over summer or next footy season in light of how successful they have been so far? This has been out there, hasn't it, Hutchie? The fact that there was a fly-on-the-wall camera arrangement during the recent trade period.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's not a secret anymore,
Stan,
is it?
For,
Stan, I think, yeah. Yeah. So that there's one that we know of. I'm not aware of any others. They take a mountain of resource, don't they, to put together and to get agreements signed. Where should we go next? There's a couple more about Trump. We've done that one. Steve Ludovaris on email. Hi, guys. Why do the 6 p.m. news networks continue to show, quote, the actual needle being injected when the story is on COVID or anything to do with medical stories? We know how a needle goes into someone. Enough is enough. It's dinner time.
I hadn't noticed. But
either had I. I'm going to pay attention to that now. I had not noticed that, Steve. I like when people pick up things like that they have a bugbear with. I'm going to pay attention. Do you want to ask that next one, Hutchie, given it's a crack at me over summer?
Grant M said, as Damo's list of people whose names dare not be mentioned keeps growing, could I please put an official list together? I can. Good suggestion.
I actually think you've got more than I have, in all honesty.
The Sandleys will have a dare not to be mentioned list.
Yeah, I reckon your list of dare not to be mentions will be longer than
mine. You name one on mine.
I will on the Sandys.
Yep. Okay. Cheer out to Grant Thomas if he's listening too.
Oh, there's one, actually.
On your list.
Yeah, there's one. There's actually front and square, Grant. Last week, and this is from Sean Delaney, you mentioned how crazy it was that the Packers beat writers missed the story that Rodgers was unvaccinated. However, in the AFL space, we still don't know if Dane Beams was paid inside or outside of the cap for his settlement, or more recently, if Liam Jones was paid or not paid a settlement. Sean, I don't know what you have been reading. Dane Beams was paid. Liam Jones is yet to have his negotiations thrashed out, but I think you'll find Dane Beams was paid inside the cap given the carnage that it effectively caused Collingwood last year to move out three players in order to fit him in. So I don't know where you think that's going on. With regard to the AFL space, Hutchie, the naming of Liam Jones, it was an interesting situation. Sam McClure, the first to do it. Because of the landscape where players and organisation, as in the AFLPA and club, had hoped for a period of anonymity around it, I think I know where you sit with that, but I'll ask it for the record.
I thought it was in the public interest. I thought it was fair.
Yeah. I'm actually with you on that now, the way it's played out. One more, Hutchie. This is Simon on email. Do you think we could see media companies that cover our sports offer up different commentary styles for games other than ball-by-ball commentary? It goes into a bit of detail. We get asked this question, I would say, weekly. What's the scope for that?
Well, Simon's question alludes to what we've done with SEN Track and how it talks around racing rather than broadcasts the race. And Roy and HG, obviously, according to Simon, are fantastic at it, very entertaining. Yeah, it's clearly an emerging area in media and one that'll keep growing.
I think it'll grow, yeah, what it's worth. To Simon. Simon, was it? I think it'll grow, Simon. I don't know how it's going to look, but I think it will be an area that grows because you don't actually need to buy the rights or have access to the rights, which obviously cost money to do it that way. That was question time for the Sounding Board for DrinkWise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to DrinkWise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board podcast with Hutchie and Damo for DrinkWise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.